And I couldn't, I can't, I do not have good eye vision, that's why I need this flashlight.
Who is not the original?
Chad.
There's only four.
Yeah, Chad Jensen is not here.
Chad is not here.
All right, we'll call this meeting to order. The August 31st, 2023, Bunkerville Town Board. Vern Pollock will offer us the invocation.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful to meet here together this evening and grateful for this building and the refuge from the rain. We do ask that we might receive power soon so that we can resume normal activities. We are grateful for the blessings that we have living in this community and in this free land. We ask that we might help the members of the community recognize thee. We recognize the blessings we receive from thee. We are grateful for our opportunity to serve and pray that we'll do so well. We ask thee to bless those who are traveling, that they'll do so in safety as they return home. And we pray that we'll find all well in our own homes. And express our love unto thee, Heavenly Father, and say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, in attendance is Brian Haviland, Casey Anderson, Ren Abbott, and Vern Pollock. We are missing Chad Jensen tonight. All right, and item two, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, we'll go ahead and skip down to item three, approval of the minutes for the June 1st, 2023.
I move that we approve those minutes as written.
I'll second that.
All right, moved by Vern Pollock and seconded by Ren Abbott. All in favor?
Aye.
Item four, approval for the agenda for the August 31st, 2023.
I move we approve the agenda as noted for August 31st, 2023.
Second.
All right, moved by Brian and seconded by Vern and Ren. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, item five, informational items. All right, it's Jason Andrus with the update on the EMT course.
Yes, good evening, board members. Thanks for letting me hang out with you this evening. Quick update, sounds like there's about 3,700 residents without power. Crews are en route, and so I don't have an ETA yet from OPD on what's going on. Getting multiple reports, power line down by the middle school, but have not been verified. So we're still confirming some information. I'll pass that along as it comes in. I just want to talk about a few months ago, Commissioner Kirkpatrick and I had a discussion. There's additional funding coming down through the state through Workforce Connections for tuition assistance for multiple job placement programs. One of these would be EMT paramedicine that are in high need, as you well know. I think there's a lot of needs right now, but this is no different for Bunkerville. We are working with Clark County Fire, Station 71, Chief Houston, Deputy Chief Mike Wilson, and Brian Haviland and I have had some discussion as well on just how to increase recruitment and retention for full-time as well as volunteer firefighters in our valley. I will tell you we're growing rapidly in Mesquite and our acuity is high. And I know your acuity is high as well in Bunkerville as we come on mutual aid regularly. But that freeway, that strip of highway on I-15 up on the Mesa provides a lot of trauma and some medical calls on a regular basis for your jurisdiction. So we're trying to just get in front of this shortage by offering some education on a local level for the EMT course. Right now, I think we've got about 10 students. We're looking for between 13 and 20. Registration is open for another approximately week. We're having a private entity out of Las Vegas come up and teach the course. Deb Daly with EMS Training Center of Southern Nevada has contracted with the county as well as with Workforce Connections to come up and teach this class. The EMT class will be Tuesday and Thursday night from 5 to 9 p.m. and every second Saturday from about 9 to 4. That'll start September 19th and go until the end of January for EMT basic certification. So we're asking you as board members, as community members, to help with this recruitment. We need it everywhere, frankly, but I think this would also go to serve the town of Bunkerville well. I've visited with a few of your people that live here and had some great discussion. We hope we can get them to participate in this course. Just want to touch base with you and let us know, ask you, what can we do better? Is there anything we can do for you? That's the end of my report, unless you have any other questions.
Well, as far as Bunkerville, we just got to get more people running. We had quite a few. We've just dwindled down to Harlini right now, and medical's pretty short. That's why they've had to come over a lot. So we're really wanting to push locals, get trained, so they want to stay here and help us.
And I do think this is a national problem. This is not special to Clark County, Southern Nevada. This is happening across the country, where just a shortage of volunteers. So, but we are working for alternatives, whatever we can do to help fix this.
I'd just like to say thank you, because Mesquite Fire comes and helps a lot, and that's, you know, we're grateful for what you do.
Have we had any high school kids sign up yet?
Not to my knowledge.
Hopefully we got a couple of them.
Yeah. We've had a lot of interest. Again, we tried to pick a night course. This is better for working individuals, people in school. So we did cater to the night schedule. Hopefully that'll fix. But I'll continue to keep you updated. But appreciate any feedback. If there's anything we can improve on, please let us know.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
Is there a flyer?
Yeah.
Is that the registration here?
This is a QR code up here. Please take that. It does say registration expires September 1st. Just know that's been extended for another week.
Fabulous.
So I have flyers here.
Was it over by the middle school? Okay. There was a blast over there because my son called and his fence got blown over.
So institution assistance.
Okay.
What is the actual?
I'll let him know.
Okay. Thanks. So the question is, what is tuition assistance, or as far as what the fee is? The class is $1,475, $1,475. Workforce Connections, if you qualify, tuition assistance will pay all of that. If you're going to volunteer, Deb Daly with this training facility will cut $300 off that price, and it'll be for $1,175. So there is a QR code on this. I'm going to take this. I need to go step out and take some phone calls. And I'll step back in and try to update the group if I have any additional information.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions you may have?
I think I can update.
Okay.
That was Corey Daly, and they've located it. They had a static interruption on, they think it might have been lightning, over by the middle school. And it caused the power pole to break. But they're being
a tree just came
tree
down.
A tree just hit the front door.
They're currently doing some switching, and they expect to have it back on shortly.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And I wanted a question for you. That this is an EMT basic class, right?
Yes.
People that get into this basic class, will they be able to follow it up later? Will an EMT intermediate? Yeah.
Yes.
Fabulous.
If you are a volunteer firefighter with Bunkerville and you cannot make the class, let us know, because they are doing a self class coming up for volunteers to do at your own if that doesn't work. It's a lot harder to do, but if you can't make that work and you also don't want to do it, come talk to Mike Wilson or Trey, and there are some other options.
And they're always welcome to learn online and come to ride along to Mesquite to get the call line.
Yeah, that's ugly out there. All right, thank you.
Okay. All right, Jason, you probably got other stuff to do with
that. Yeah. All right, item two, Elias Askins with RPN.
Yes. Good evening. I will definitely try and keep this short. So RPN is under the USDA umbrella. Is this home?
No.
So our community program actually came into being under the bilateral infrastructure law. We're going to work on those hundreds. And it started last year with 5 states. This year we added 5 more states plus Puerto Rico. And it is slowly building up and moving just around the country. And what my whole job is basically being a matchmaker for the communities. Literally, we go out, we visit the communities, be it the individuals, businesses, government, find out what the issues are. And instead of community members or agencies and organizations trying to navigate the federal service phone calls, that's my headache. And so I'll go out and find funds or technical assistance or something like that. So about me, I've been around Nevada since 2008. I started with the agency in Georgia 2002. So storms like this at home are nothing. I am not used to that here.
We aren't either.
So I've worked mainly in housing for my entire time. And then Nevada came online this year, and I was one of the first hired. There are 4 of us in the state. We're called community liaisons, basically. And we have a supervisor. And we work 5 networks within the state. So that's just a tiny bit of background on us. The more sensible things that we end up doing are finding smaller grants. Projects range from, I don't know, a grant at the museum in Moapa Valley to help them with storage. On the other end of that scale, I was initially asked, hey, how do we get a railroad line run into Laughlin? I didn't know anything about railroads, so I had to study on it. Fortunately for me, that is a state and county issue, and I don't have to get involved in it. But there is a wide range of what we are asked to do. So you'll see me from time to time. This is actually maybe my 3rd time in Bunkerville. I've spent a lot of time in Mesquite, like I said, housing, and we've made a lot of housing loans over there. I've actually made a couple in Bunkerville. We have a house being constructed over here now. So I'm familiar with the area, but not really familiar with the community. So I'll have to learn a little bit more. You can't read it, but there's a website. I would ask you to go and check us out. It's on that paper that I gave you. It's like www.rule.gov. And you can see what's going on with RPM all across the country. So that's it. That's my.
Would it be okay for me to include the phone, some of the information that we received this morning?
Yes, definitely. Regarding the meetings and the forum and the run and that sort of thing. Yes.
Well, and I was thinking also the presentation.
Oh yeah, yeah. Business, yes, that's actually the point. If you yourself or you know of someone that wants a business startup, have them call me. And then I'll work with, I have a colleague in R&D that does business programs. We also work with SBA, we work with SBDC, Small Business Development Center. So on, it's not just government, it's not just, you know, existing businesses. We're also putting people in touch with resources to get businesses started. What else? I can't think of anything else.
You pretty well touched on it.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you for the info.
The specifics of what we're giving today.
Yes. And you can't see me, but my beautiful picture is on the bottom.
There it is.
Find Clark County and look at the bottom.
It's like $1 million.
All right, thank you. Item 6, planning and zoning. There's nothing.
Wrong, baby, wrong.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm
wrong. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
You guys have a good evening.
You too. Item 7, general business, review the previous fiscal year budget requests and make public input and take public input regarding requests for the next fiscal year budget.
Does number 6 repave the parking lot cover what you were talking about, Vern? Or is that a different item?
It's not on this. It's not on the fiscal year budget.
Okay.
So we probably...
If you or the board want me to put it on this, add it to this list?
Sure.
That's for the parking lot, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything on there that needs to be removed that may have been done already, or any other requests that you want to add to it?
Yeah, none of this has been done that I know of.
Stay with what we got.
Yep.
As far as customer requests, I don't really want to talk on this now, but I think it looks good. You know, like any updates to the building would be great. So I'm good with everything that's on there. We do have plans on changing this flooring out with another sports court that's kind of like wood looking here in the near future. I don't know if that's something you guys would be okay with, or do you still want to go with like the vinyl?
We just know this place needs some DLC.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think like the kitchen being number one is probably like the best.
Yeah, the kitchen and the plumbing, so there's not problems with the flooring all the time. But
yeah, no, I think you guys are very sensible, and I appreciate all the things you guys have.
This is different, but also the road was talked about being paved, not just the parking lot.
The road over by the parking lot?
Yeah, they're kind of okay. Right there together.
And I think that's what the request was originally.
Yeah, so.
When it was brought up to her. Get it from that place. Not good lights. No.
I lost where I'm at now.
And what I can do is I will send the minutes out with the list so you guys can look at it, and if you think there's anything else that you forgot, anything else that should be added, we'll put it together so that your next meeting, which I'm hoping is at the beginning of October, you can finalize everything. So if I get it out to you, you can look at it and let me know what changes need to be made.
So is this not an action item right now?
It's not an action.
No, there's okay. It's a discussion.
Yeah, that was discussion only.
That's probably only that, then. Otherwise, leave the way it's at.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right, item 8, public comment. Is there any comments? We've already taken care of what you needed, right, Vern? With
yes.
That, so.
Yep, that was.
All right, then item 9, the next meeting is September 12th, 2023, and this meeting is adjourned.
And who made those motions?
The first motion was Vern.
Yeah.
Seconded it. Second.